Welcome to the Hour of the Time. I'm Carolyn Nelson, and this is a wake-up call to the women of America. Today is Friday, May 13th, 1994. As we reclaim living in the freedom of those who came before us, in freedom as stated in the law of our land, the Constitution of the United States of America under God, we must keep our children at home for homeschooling. We must keep our children near so that all move together as a family in thought and action through the long hours ahead, the years, even possibly generations. War has been declared on us, our children, and our land. It is up to us to determine how much longer the flag of red, white, and blue flies over our 50 united sovereign states. The enemy would like it very much if you would take our American flag of 50 sovereign states, fold it neatly, and store it in a trunk in the attic, or better yet, bury it in the soil, or burn it. Our voluntary removal of the flag of sovereign states would tell them, our enemy, that we accept the slavery they are imposing on us daily. Today, and on this coming Memorial Day, Tuesday, May 30th, 1994, may your decision, women, mothers, grandmothers, and great-grandmothers, today for America under God, fly our flag of freedom now. Do this even today, tonight, wherever you are. Keep our flag flying at full mast every day, symbolic of the presence of an American. We do not want a new flag or a new constitution, or even the new money. With us today is one of our moms, a mother, Doreen, who with her husband Dan has in 1994 returned to the homeschooling style of early America. May her story and your call-ins tonight with information and questions over the next few Fridays also touch all of your hearts. Welcome, Doreen, to the Hour.
Everything pretty much started out for us last year. We happened to be driving down the road and we saw a billboard that said, man's law or God's law, which will you obey? Well, that one really got us thinking about it. And it wasn't too long after that, our son, who's 13, started having problems in junior high. It was his first year in his second semester. And he had always been on a roll for the past 5 years and never had any problem in school until he got into the seventh grade. His attitude changed, his grades dropped, and we were pretty disappointed and didn't really know what to do. We tried different things, trying to work with his school and trying to work with the principal, and their suggestion was, fill out this form and tell us more about what's going on in your home and your private life. And we'd like your son to be in group counseling. Well, that was pretty much the last straw. And we decided that we were going to start homeschooling. We started checking into it, and I would encourage all of our listeners to get your pen and paper ready so that you can jot down some of the names of the organizations I'm going to give you and their phone numbers. Now, it wasn't too long after we started homeschooling, we went over to our good friend Tim's at Surplus and Stuff, and he told us, you guys have got to get a shortwave radio and listen to the Hour of the Time with William Cooper. Well, let me tell you, that's when our education really began. And we have been listening ever since, our whole family, and it's really been an eye-opener. There are several different steps that you need to take if you're going to homeschool. The first one is you need to be committed to that. And the second step you have to do is to find out your state law. Every state has different laws, and so you need to get a copy of your state law. In Arizona, the second step is to file an affidavit of intent with your county supervisor. And then after you do that, then your child has to be tested every 3 years, either by an academic evaluation test, a private test, or a state test, and the latter one is free. There are different directions that you can go in for homeschooling. There's a lot of information out there for people that are looking. Families in the state of Arizona can write to Arizona Families for Home Education. That's AFHE, P.O. Box 4661, Scottsdale, Arizona, 85261-4661. And they have a toll-free number. It's 1-800-929-3927, 1-800-929-3927. You can also get a free information pack from the Homeschooling Legal Defense Association, and these people are very helpful. They'll send you a copy of your state law and also a list of homeschooling organizations around the United States. Their phone number is 703-338-5600. 703-338-5600. And please get a hold of them. They're there to help. One of the magazines that we got into, and Homeschooling Legal Defense Association sent us a flyer on that, is the Teaching Home magazine. I find this a very valuable resource of information and tips. It has teaching tips, how to schedule your time, how to get organized, how to do field trips, science projects, associations, conventions, all kinds of information. And you can get a year subscription for $15. And I'll give you their phone number. It's 503-253-9633. 503-253-9633. Now, under the Constitution, under the 14th Amendment, which is the right to liberty and privacy, you have the right to educate your child at home. The First Amendment also gives you the free exercise of religion. And so, you guys, you need to fight for it, you need to use it, and don't let it go, don't lose it. There's a lot of information you can get through your library. You can also get a copy of your state constitution at your library. Just go there and do your homework. Any of you that have read Bill's book, Behold a Pale Horse, know that preschool and public school by our government has created an artificial womb and artificial parents. Kids are often taken from their parents voluntarily at age 3 in preschool, and the school raises them and teaches your children their values. They end up spending oftentimes more time at school than they are spending with their parents. And you need to get a handle on that. You need to find out what it is that they're being taught. And you have to be very careful. There's a lot of different teachings out there right now that we ran into. Some of the things that we found out that was being taught in Nathan's school was leaning towards the occult. And it was definitely designed to subvert any kind of religious teaching that you were teaching at home. That was the other straw that broke the camel's back. You need to teach your children about survival. Over at Surplus and Stuff, they have several good books. Our son's in junior high school level, and we had him tested, and he ended up testing at second semester 11th grade level and a 12th grade level, which we're very pleased about. We've been homeschooling him since January, and that's also about the time we started listening to Hour of the Time. Some of the supplemental reading that we do is Behold a Pale Horse by William Cooper. And after looking through Vultures and Eagles Clothing, that's going to be his next required reading. I think that would be good for all of us. Also, all of the documents that we have in, we work at home, so sometimes we don't always have the time to spend to read them. So Nathan will sit down and read them to us, and he'll get the dictionary out and go over everything. It's been a big help. There's a lot of curriculum out there that you can use. You can design your own if you'd like. There's a lot of good Christian curriculum out there also. You kind of have to pick and choose. There's videotapes, but I don't like my children spending that much time in front of the video, even if it is educational. So it's pretty much up to you how you want to do it. The main thing is to be flexible and try to be organized. It doesn't take much time to homeschool, depending on your grade level and how many children you have. For younger children, you can do it in a half an hour to an hour. With older children, you might spend 4 to 5 hours on their education every day. A lot of the parents that I know teach year-round, and that's 4 weeks, I'm sorry, 3 weeks on and 1 week off all year-round. So they don't have that 3 months of summer that they forget what they learned the few months before. It's easy to teach several children at once. They can be taught together. Older students usually will help with the younger ones. I know my son enjoys helping our three-year-old with writing her name and learning her ABCs. And a lot of people will ask you if parents are qualified to teach your children. You don't have to know everything in order to teach. Your example and your enthusiasm and learning will motivate your children and encourage them a lot more than appearing as if you know it all. A lot of people also ask if homeschoolers are accepted into colleges. There's more than 200 institutions listed on the Homeschooling Legal Defense Association, and they have surveys of colleges and universities which have welcomed home-educated students. You should also have a thorough transcript of high school level work and award a diploma, specify an actual high school graduation date, and occasionally GED tests may be required by a college or employer for additional verification. Some employment situations also require 15 credit hours of college work. Okay. Do we have any callers yet?
I think we can open up the lines, but while we're asking the women out there to call us with their suggestions and their questions for Doreen, I'll just remind you of a little poem. School days, dear old golden rule days, reading and writing and arithmetic, talk to the tune of the hickory stick. The call-in number is 1-602-337-2524. We look forward to hearing from ladies all over the country with their experience in homeschooling or with their questions. We were told that the third grade level are the ones who get taken to the St. John's Water Department to see the storage tanks. St. John's happens to have particularly good water. We have here two storage tanks above ground and two wells that go down. One goes down 600 feet and they both go down 1200 feet, but they draw the water at 600 feet at this time. The number that you're going to be calling is 1-602-337-2524. We're going to be having ladies' night every Friday night, and Doreen will be with us for two or three sessions so that we can really get into the subject of homeschooling and of the problems that you may be having and that you want to share across the nation. Doreen, can you think of a question to ask some of the women out there that they might be thinking of calling in about?
Well, mostly if any of you have any comments or suggestions, we'd sure like to hear from you. There's a lot of different approaches to homeschooling, and I know with some of you, you probably don't think it's a very popular idea, but it is sweeping across the nation, and I've talked to several people that are doing it, and one of the things that surprised me the most is how many public school teachers I've talked to that go home from work every day and then homeschool their own children because they know their children are getting a substandard education. They're worried about the violence in schools. They're worried about gang activity, drugs, sex, and a really below standard education that kids are getting. Most of the children that are doing homeschooling are being tested, and they're ranking about 85% higher in the same test that the public school children are. So that says a lot for homeschooling. My husband and I, we work at home. We have a home business, and so it allows us to have enough time to do this, which is a real blessing. We try to be flexible with our schedule, and we also try to be somewhat organized, sometimes not as much as I'd like to be. But I try to plan my lessons in the evening time after the kids have went to bed and I have time to think. And some of the books I'm using are the Abeka system, and I have the math, the science, world history, and literature. And then I supplement this with all kinds of other information.
Do you know any women in your area that are homeschooling, or are you pretty much alone?
Yes, there's several. We have a caller now. What?
Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, I just had a question. I hear that the public schooling is geared to take one to a 13-year-old mentality only. That's their aim. I just wonder.
I would
say that's true.
Do you have your radio on by any chance?
Yes.
Could you turn that off? We're getting a lot of feedback. We appreciate your question, though. Doreen, can you repeat the question?
Well, a lot of the children that I have seen myself, I've noticed a lot of 17-year-olds that don't know how to use a dictionary. They don't know how to use a phone book. They don't know their way around a library. And it's really too bad. They need to re-educate themselves. Now, I don't know if the problem is that the parents thought that they were learning this in school, and the school thought that they were learning it at home, but somewhere along the lines, the kids were lost in the shuffle. I've also seen a lot of kids shuffled right through the system. I have a friend that has a picture of the principal of the school handing the diploma.
Sorry.
Oh, that's okay. Handing a diploma to this fellow I know, and he graduated from the eighth grade with straight F's. Interesting.
All right, we'll ask the callers to call in again. The number is 602-337-2524. I'm sorry, we lost the lady who was with us, but her radio was causing too much interference. Hello, you're on the air.
Yes, I'm a regular listener, and I just have a
sorry,
question.
I'm sorry, but we don't have to. Yeah. All right, I'm sorry, we have to hang up, and we're welcoming the calls from the women in the audience out there who are calling in talking about their children on Friday evenings for the next few Fridays.
Now, we're sorry, fellas. We have to give the ladies some time here so that they can get their ideas together and encourage each other. We appreciate hearing from you, but not on Ladies' Night, okay?
Great. Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, thank you. I was calling to find out what kind of advice you might be able to give to single moms or even single parents in general that want to give their children the benefits of a home education, but yet, you know, we're living in a society where we have to go to work every day. We have to make a living. So I thought, you know, maybe you'd have some suggestions how we can work out creatively, you know, homeschooling our children as well as, you know, meeting our obligations in the workplace.
Well, how many hours do you have every evening with your child?
About five.
Okay, that's a good start. Most homeschooling will only take 2 to 4 hours with any curriculum. And, you know, our Bible instructs us to teach our children at all times, whether we're waking in the morning or on the road with them during the day, and when we lay down and go to sleep at night. So we always need to be instructing them however we can and helping them to shape their morals and their ideals.
What Have you come across anyone who's trying to homeschool that might be a single parent? You know, maybe they're widowed or divorced. And what do they normally do with their children during the day?
Well, it depends on your circumstance. I know some tight-knit families that are fortunate enough to where they can leave their children with a relative if they don't have them in daycare or something like that. But really, if you can just get a hold of some homeschooling people in your area and talk to the Homeschooling Legal Defense Association, and there's some other people, too, that will help you out. The Homeschooling Legal Defense Association will send you a list of homeschooling organizations and support groups in your area. Those are the people you need to get in touch with.
Mm-hmm. And do you find, from your own experience or perhaps others in home educating, that as long as the test scores are at or above the local or national average, that they pretty much leave you alone? Or if you're doing too good of a job, do they like to harass you for that reason?
Homeschoolers are never really left alone. Our federal government and our state government is a constant battle with them to keep our right to homeschool. February 15, 1994, a fax was released, and this was H.R. 6, House Resolution 6, which was going to demand that all homeschooling teachers had to be teacher certified. Now, Congress was overwhelmed with calls and letters, and at times the calls totally shut down the switchboards on the Capitol Hill, and we did win that battle. But it is a constant one, and the main reason they don't want us homeschooling is because they don't have control over our children.
Right. Boy, thanks so much for taking the time to share all that with us.
Well, thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Good luck.
All right, the number is 602-337-2524. Hello, you're on the air.
Yes, hello. My name is Diane. And I live just north of Houston. And I wanted to make a couple of comments to you. You were talking tonight on homeschooling.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to let your viewers know that there's another book that they might want to get some information out of. It's called Christian Educators Curriculum Manual by Kathy Duffy. And she has it for both elementary and high school children. And there are a lot of good resources in that book that would lead people to good curriculum. And another thing that I wanted to suggest is if people would contact Homeschool Legal Defense, they would also find out about organizations in each individual state that would be for support groups for homeschoolers.
Yeah.
And they would be able to find out about conferences and things that are in their area where they could go and view many different curriculum suppliers at these conferences. They have their curriculum for display. I know here in the Houston area, we will be having one June 10th and 11th, and a lot of the suppliers and vendors would have their curriculum available for people to view and make their choices and selections and talk to the actual, sometimes the people who develop the curriculums. And that's a good help that if you can talk to them personally and share, you know, maybe what your particular problem with your child is.
Well, thank you very much. Those are excellent tips.
Thank you very much.
And thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. We might add right here that we in CAGI, the Citizens Agency for Joint Research, are having a convention from August 1st through August 5th, and we will be having some of the homeschooling information available then, and we hope to see many of you here. All right, we'll welcome another caller, 602-337-2524. That's 602-337-2524.
And some people really lack confidence, you know, and they're worried about how you get started. You might doubt your ability to teach, but after you do it a little while, you know, you'll gain confidence. Some people are afraid of being able to work with their own children, but having discipline and having an orderly household is absolutely a must. You have to have your children's respect in order to get their cooperation. Inadequate time and energy is something a lot of mothers are concerned with. How am I going to do this? I work. I don't have that much time. But if you can have a daily schedule and your lessons planned out and a chore list so that your children can help you with their chores, it really helps a lot. They need to know the responsibility of doing these things. They can help you with the cooking, the laundry, household chores. Our kids help a lot at our house.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Carolyn. Marcia from St. Petersburg.
Hello, Marcia. Are you going to address a question to Doreen tonight, too?
Well, I wanted to make a comment on homeschooling.
Good.
I want parents who are thinking about homeschooling to be very, very careful about even choosing a Christian, quote-unquote, curriculum, because they really are getting just as bad as what's being taught in public schools. They're using the same theories, the same types of books. Now, what my daughter does is we go around to all the used bookstores, and we even have found books from the 1800s that were used to teach children in literature, in grammar, and they are far superior to anything you'll find today. Now, of course, your sciences, you need more modern books. But be very careful of any of these curriculums put out, especially, you know, you think you're safe with Christian ones, and you're not. You're not. We've looked them all over, and they're using the same methods the public schools are.
That's true. And you do have to review what your children are reading, even in a Christian curriculum.
Absolutely.
There's times when we have to review what we're reading and then discuss it, because we don't always agree with everything that's in our son's textbooks either, and it leaves it open for a lot of discussion. I might also add that today I went over to a thrift store and I found a whole bunch of good textbooks. Many of them were older, and they were all 25 cents a piece, so I really felt like I'd bargain.
That's really where we've gotten our best bargains, are in the used stores. You'll find a lot of old school books, even from maybe 30, 40 years ago, that were not as politically correct or as brainwashing as they are today. And as you said, when you come upon a chapter that there's things you do not agree, this does open up discussion. Why you can tell the child why it's wrong and why you feel it's wrong. So I just wanted to warn people to be very careful of getting any set curriculum from anybody.
That's a very good idea. And the main thing is to be flexible. You can review all different kinds of curriculum. You're in control, and you need to check out what you want to teach your children.
Absolutely. And you'll love it. You will absolutely love, you know, maybe the first month or so while you're getting on a schedule or whatever. But after a while, you will just love it. My grandchildren have been homeschooled for 3 years now, and they will never step foot in a public school ever, ever again.
Well, that's the way I feel. They'll have to drag me kicking and screaming and take me to jail before I'll do it, and I'll fight to my last breath before
right.
I'll take my children.
My daughter feels. And I'll let somebody else get on now, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. We're going to take a small break here and...
She's got it. By George, she's got it. Now, once again, where does it rain?
On the plain.
And where's that foggy plain?
Where does it rain?
On the plain. And where's that plastic plain?
It's raining.
banknotes issued by the Soviet and Russian governments before 1993 will not be legal as of the following Monday. People had until August 7th to exchange old rubles before they became worthless. Russians will be limited to exchanging no more than 35,000 rubles, about $35 in cash. I just got my pension yesterday, and now it's been annulled, an elderly woman shrieked outside a Moscow bank. That's what happens when you depend on socialistic techniques. Informed Russians who were smart enough to hold on to gold coins have avoided the 2,500% year inflation and now hold real buying power compared with their unfortunate comrades who didn't believe in gold. Please call Gene Miller at Swiss America Trading in Phoenix. Thank him for sponsoring the Hour of the Time and ask him to send you the information that he has available. You can call him tonight. Leave your number. He'll get back to you tomorrow. Call Gene Miller at 1-800-BUY-COIN. Doreen, I think we have another caller waiting to talk to you, and I'm going to ask ahead of time if everyone will be sure to turn off their radio before they call in so we won't get the feedback. Hello, you're on the air.
Lost
the person. Okay. We're ready now.
Something else that I talked to a homeschooler about was when her children get antsy, and there's some days when nobody wants to have school. There's some days when everybody has spring fever, and that's a good day to get out and take a nature hike, go walk in the woods if you still can, and also go to the zoo, go to a museum. St. John's has a wonderful museum here, and they have a Constitution Room. You should bring your children down to check this out. There's a lot of things that you can do on these days when your kids are antsy. We also have field trips as a reward when our son is doing his best and ahead of all of his studies. I know his attitude has improved quite a bit since we've been homeschooling. It took about 2 weeks for him to adjust to it and for us too. But after those 2 weeks of adjustment time, it has been a blessing, and I encourage all of you people, if you can, try homeschooling. You won't have to worry about the peer pressure.
All right. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm Gail in Texas.
Hi, Gail.
I want to say that I appreciate the show you're having on homeschool. There's really nothing more important than our children. Right. And I appreciate you, Carolyn, and I appreciate Doreen who's sharing her knowledge with us. I'm not a homeschooling mother because my children are too old before I learned that that was the best thing to do. But I'd like to share a little information with you because I'm a teacher, and I do realize the importance of reading and of teaching children to read correctly, which most homeschoolers find out real soon is to teach them by a true phonics method.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd like to share with you a resource for one of the best that I have found through many years that works with children and that is a wonderful way to teach children to read. And that's called The Writing Road to Reading by Romualda Spalding. Many homeschoolers are already familiar with it. I've worked with a number of them in teaching classes in this. And if you'll permit me, I'll give your listeners an address where they can contact the Spalding Education Foundation.
That would be wonderful.
Okay. And it is the Spalding Education Foundation. The address is 5930 West Greenway, Suite 4, Glendale, Arizona, 85306.
Would you repeat that?
Yes. It's the Spalding Education Foundation, 5930 West Greenway, Suite 4, Glendale, Arizona, 85306.
Fine, thank you. I know I got it.
Yes, and there are courses taught across the country, and they have a listing of courses that are available. They're certified Spalding instructors in many states in the United States. And in most of those classes, homeschoolers are welcomed, and it's a place where you can learn a successful way to teach your children. I know many people, teaching reading is the most important thing that you're going to address, first of all. That's a fundamental skill.
That's true.
And it's very frustrating when there are problems in that area. But this method is one that works. It reveals the logic and organization of the language, and the method fits our English language beautifully, and it reveals how wonderful our language really is. And Mrs. Spalding, who wrote the method, her philosophy coincides very much with that of most homeschoolers of wanting the best for the children, and she emphasizes the use of quality literature and quality techniques, which is what we all want.
Absolutely. I've had several teachers recommend the Spalding method to me also for reading, and they really think it comes highly approved. So you might try contacting those people and get some more information on them.
Right. There are a lot of trainers and people using the Spalding method there in Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right in a good area to find people who do that.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yes, reading is very important, and you don't really want your kids absorbed in comic books when there's good literature out there, when there's important documents for them to read. You know, you just have to kind of pick and choose between their grade level and what you want them to learn.
Doreen, I think once in a while a good videotape is useful. Don't you? We saw the first cut of the new Luxor tape tonight.
Oh, yes. That was incredible.
And we're a little bit spellbound. The color, the showing of outside of the Great Pyramid, this vibrant light that's coming out of the peak, and the inside of the pyramid, all of it is just spellbinding, and you don't talk very much when you watch it.
No, the symbology and the imagery is incredible. It'll make you stop and think.
The number that we want you to call is 602-337-2524. That's 602-337-2524. I know there are a lot of people out there waiting for their Luxor tape, and it's well worth it. You're going to be glad you waited. They say that you can see the light coming out of the top of the pyramid from the air from Los Angeles. It's just an overwhelming experience.
My goodness.
The number is 602-337-2524.
There are a couple addresses here I'd like to give for our Arizona listeners. There's the Northern Arizona Home Educators, and their P.O. Box is 30082 Flagstaff, Arizona, 86003-0082. Get a hold of them, and they'll let you know what's going on in your area.
The number to call is 602-337-2524.
Carolyn, one of the big benefits that we've noticed through homeschooling is not only is our kid getting a good education.
We're going to pause there, and for Pooh, I will say, I'm not a kid. I'm a young lady.
That's right.
And Nathan is a young man. So, continue.
Oh, we have a caller.
All right. We'll continue later. Hello, you're on the air.
Yes, I am Karen from Orange, California.
Hi, Karen.
Hi. I wanted to just let the Orange, California people know, or even just any Southern California know, that there's a big Chia convention at Disneyland Hotel. Chia is a Christian Home Educators Association of California. And what it is, it's a workshop on Saturdays and Sunday and even on Friday with all curriculum. I've never gone. This will be my first year attending, but my fourth year of homeschooling. And I hear it's really wonderful, but it's got Abeka and Backyard Science and Bob Jones University Press. And so there's just tons and tons of information. You almost feel overwhelmed, but I hear it's really wonderful. And I have an address because you have to, it's better to register ahead of time. And so I'd like to get that, if that's okay.
Yes, that'd be nice.
Okay, it's Chia of California,
mm-hmm.
and it's P.O. Box 2009, Norwalk, California, 90651-2009. And it is, the dates of it are July 8th, 9th, and 10th, and it's at Disneyland Hotel.
Well, thank you.
And Peter Marshall and Michael Smith and Michael Ferris, I'm sure, are probably names you may be familiar with, too, but it should be really good. I'm really excited, and there's just tons of workshops to go to.
Well, that sounds wonderful.
Yeah.
I hope you can have a chance to go, and I hope a lot of other homeschoolers will make it to that.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
I might also add that Jenny Saki at the Titus Woman's Potpourri has a lot of good used books. Sometimes her books are up to 50% off of the selling price. And her phone number is 206-822-7337. 206-822-7337. Give her a call and see what she has. And in the meantime, call 602 and talk to Doreen, 602-337-2524. We'd also like to hear from anybody that's had problems with their kids in public school. I know there's a lot of information that's coming home for the parents to fill out, questionnaires. Some of them are pretty personal. They want to know more and more about what kind of home life you have and how you relate with your children. We heard one news report, I believe it was on Paul Harvey, and he was talking about a public school that had sent home contracts requesting the parents to fill them out and return them to the school that said that they would lock up their weapons in an approved safe. I wonder what comes next. Are they going to demand to enter your home and see whether or not you've complied or perjured yourself? Then what? Parents, you better be involved enough to know what your children are learning and being taught and asked at school. You better study your history of how Hitler controlled the schools. You better find out how the UN Treaty and the rights of the child will affect you and your family. Article 29 of the UN Treaty, Rights of the Child, states, "It is the goal of the state to direct the education of the people it governs toward the philosophy of the New World Order, as enshrined in the Charter of the United Nations." And this excerpt is from the Teaching Home magazine, January and February of 94. The number is 602-337-2524, and we might take this opportunity to...
We have a caller.
Hello, you're on the air.
Oh, yes. Well, I just wanted to mention that just recently my son came home with a form, and that every week that he had to check off daily, did your parents ever leave you alone? Do you brush your teeth how many times a day? Do you brush your hair how many times a day? Do your parents argue? And I wanted to bring that up, that I feel that the schools are becoming very intrusive in our lives.
They are, and for a reason.
And parents, whether you decide to homeschool your children or not, you must do one thing. You must teach your children that they have the right to refuse to answer any question that they feel is too personal or not anybody's business. And you have to back them on that.
I'd like to mention one other thing. My children go to a parochial school, and they have a dance troupe. And President Clinton was going to visit our city. And because the dance troupe is an exemplary troupe, they were asked by an organization to stand outside and wave a flag when the president's motorcade passed this one building that he was going to appear in. And the flag that they wanted the children to wave was the flag of the UN.
My goodness. Aren't they getting blatant about it?
And several parents were upset about it, said, no, that's the absolute truth. That's from the city I'm calling about, but I don't want to, because I don't want to get my...
Can you document that and send it to us, please?
Can I document it? Oh, yes, I can, absolutely.
Well, great. We'd like to have that.
Do you give the address out? I'm almost a first-time listener. This is the second time I've ever listened to your show.
Right. The address will be repeated at the end of the show, okay. But it is P.O. Box 1420, Sholo, that's capital S-H-O-W, capital L-O-W, Arizona, 85901. That's CAGI, C-A-J-I, Post Office Box 1420, Sholo, Arizona, 85901.
Okay. I have that.
Fine.
Well, thank you for listening, and we sure appreciate your call-in, and do keep listening and keep us informed also as to what you're seeing out there.
Thank you.
Thank you. Well, any of you that can get a copy of the New World Order UN Treaty, Rights of the Child, you definitely need to read that. It has some information that will blow your mind. They're trying to take our children away from us. And you need to read your history books and see how Adolf Hitler controlled the schools. The same thing is happening again, folks.
All of you out there can begin preparing your questions and your contributions for next Friday. Doreen will be with us again. And I know it's not easy on the first night when unexpectedly you want to call in. But do call 602-337-2524. We're waiting for another caller. We probably have time for at least 5 or 6 more calls.
There's a lot of social pressure that some homeschoolers feel from well-meaning friends and relatives. You just have to inform them the facts. And I had a lot of questions posed to me from my family, and they wanted to know why we were thinking of homeschooling. Especially my sisters. I told them, with the violence, it's a daily threat in some schools. Some kids have to go to school and worry about what's going to happen.
We have a caller.
Oh, good.
Hello, you're on the air.
Oh, hi. I just wanted to add that famous little quote, if you didn't mention it, because I missed the first 5 minutes of your program.
All right.
And that was about Mr. Clinton's Arkansas school. Okay? And that was Mr. Haggard's statement that he wanted to get the kids away from overbearing religious conservative training at home. Did you hear that?
No, I personally didn't hear that, but it doesn't surprise me, especially since a lot of homeschoolers and people that have taught their children with religious trainings are being lumped together under the cult heading.
Uh-huh. Well, I had a little question for you also, and perhaps you touched on this. Some development happened in New Mexico lately, and I only heard a fragment about it, and I wondered if you could fill me in on that. With the homeschoolers there.
No, but perhaps some of our callers outside either this week or next week could call with that information, or if you research it between now and next week, will you call us again?
Well, if I can find it, it's a little obscure. I'm in Connecticut, and it's a little tough to get the New Mexico data, but I will try. It has to do with periodic testing of the homeschool kids, I think, relating to how they're progressing in terms of their attitudinal changes.
Yes, you do have to cooperate with your state's laws on that, and they do vary from state to state. I have an organization here from New Mexico, if you'd like to contact them and find out.
Well,
we might need your help, so
yes,
go right ahead.
I will, dear. I was looking for a pen.
Okay.
I have it.
Okay, this is the New Mexico Christian Home Educators, 5749 Paradise Boulevard.
Say that again.
5749 Paradise Boulevard. Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87114.
And say, just run that first title by me, the four words in the first title.
New Mexico Christian Home Educators.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling.
Keep up the good work. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
The number is 602-337-2524. Doreen is here with us tonight, and she'll be back next Friday to answer questions and to share with the listening audience items about homeschooling.
Yes, you have to remember, people, this is your right to teach your children as you see fit. The time that you have with them is precious time. It should be cherished. You'll only benefit, and so will your children. I know parents that were maybe, their children were 2 months behind on schoolwork, and they pulled them out of public school because they weren't getting the help. And that was my case also. I was already spending anywhere from 2 to 4 hours every night, 7 days a week, to help my son get caught up in public school. I finally decided I'm doing this on my own already. I might as well use a curriculum that I approve of. I might as well have the control of the input that he's getting in public and homeschooling. And it's really been a blessing. We'd like to hear from any of you ladies that have any more comments or questions.
The number is 602-337-2524.
In the state of Arizona, you have to, you're required to fill out an affidavit of intent. Now, I read recently that this can even be a non-form. It just has to have your child's name, their date of birth, current address of the school that your child was attending, the names, the phone numbers, and the addresses of the parents or legal guardians, and a statement that the child will take a standardized test.
We have a caller. Hello, you're on the air.
Yes, I'm one of the...
I believe. Sorry. Yes. Ladies' night.
The number is 602-337-2524. We have time for about one more call, Doreen.
Fellas, if you can just get back with us on Bill's call-in, I'm sure he'd appreciate hearing from you. And we do have another caller.
Hello, you're on the air.
Yes, I need to know about these books. It's What Your Second Grader Needs to Know, and it's by Edie Hirsch, Jr. And I just need to know, would it be good to homeschool with these?
Actually, I'm not familiar with that curriculum. Do you know any homeschoolers in your area?
No, I don't.
Okay. What area are you in?
Beaumont, Texas.
Texas. Okay. Let's see if I have a list here. Again, if you would just call or contact the Homeschool Legal Defense.
Okay.
Let's see, we have several here, Austin, Lubbock, Dallas, any of those close to you?
Probably the closest would be Austin.
Austin? Okay.
Do you have a telephone number? We're running out of time.
No, I don't.
Okay.
I'm speaking to Doreen. So.
Yes. Here's the telephone number for the Home-Oriented Private Education for Texas, area code 512-280-4673. 512-280-4673. Give them a call, and I'm sure they can help you out.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for calling. And thank you, Doreen. We'll go off the air for this evening. See you next Friday.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Feeling is there, body and soul.